This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. As the race for the Republican presidential nomination tightens between former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, the two apparent frontrunners have been trading some pretty sharp jabs lately. Romney is going after Gingrich's role as a lobbyist, while Gingrich has fired back, accusing Romney of making millions and cutting jobs as head of Bain Capital.
Of course, Mitt Romney would like to keep his message focused on one thing and one thing only. Jobs. Romney has long touted his record as a job creator, first with Bain, then as governor of Massachusetts. Here he is at a recent presidential debate.
When I came in as governor, we were in a real free fall. We were losing jobs every month. We had a budget that was way out of balance. So I came into office and we were able to turn around the job losses. And at the end of 4 years, we had our unemployment rate down to 4.7%. That's a record I think the president would like to see. As a matter of fact, we created more jobs in Massachusetts than this president has created in the entire country.
So that's how Mitt Romney explains it. But his critics say his record as governor is a bit more nuanced than that. WBUR's Deb Becker has been digging into that story as part of WBUR's series Romney's Roots in Massachusetts. And Deb joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Deb.
Hello there, Anthony.
So we just heard how Mitt Romney explains his record on jobs. How fair is that assessment?
Well, I think it's tough with numbers. And, numbers can say a lot of things depending on your political perspective as well. So, yes, Massachusetts was losing thousands of jobs when Romney came into office. Yes, there was a more than $2 billion budget gap when Romney came into office. And, yes, the unemployment rate when he left was 4.7%. All of those things are true. But the first two things, the job losses, came because the nation was in a recession. The $2 billion-plus budget gap also came about, which had nothing to do with Romney, really, because he wasn't even in office. But if you go to that 4.7% unemployment rate number that he cites, that was when the country and Massachusetts were both coming out of the recession. So, yes, people were gaining jobs, but the national unemployment rate at that time was 4.4%. And as you know, traditionally, Massachusetts is lower, not higher, than the nation.
So Massachusetts, in a way, was sort of helped up by the national tide.
That's
at that
correct.
Point. But if there's one obvious example of how Romney helped create jobs while he was governor, what was it? How did do it?
Well, throughout my reporting on this story, Anthony, no matter whom I spoke with, I would ask them, so what was the major accomplishment of the Romney administration? Unanimously, what I would hear, Bristol-Myers Squibb. And that's a massive drug manufacturing facility. It's a former Fort Devens Army base that was redeveloped with businesses and residential offerings there. Of the 75 businesses now there, Bristol-Myers Squibb main drug manufacturing facility is the largest, employing about 400 people. And Romney did offer tax incentives to the company and help lure it here back in 2006.
I see. All right. And
another thing, though, he's also, that's the main thing, but he's also credited with preserving the military bases, the former military bases, or the current military bases, rather, at Natick and Hanscom. Those employ about 30,000 people in Massachusetts. And there are folks who say, yes, those are the big accomplishments, but really what's hard to sort of count and what came out of the Romney administration is what he did on a deeper level and how he made structural changes for business, streamlining the permitting process and helping the business culture of Massachusetts. Here's Kurt Anderson. He's president of the Massachusetts High Technology Council.
Mitt Romney came in trying to create a culture of competitiveness, looking at systems change. I think for the most part, employers felt that the governor was working hard to create changes in systems and working hard against a legislative environment that was reluctant to ultimately reform systems.
Reform systems, creating a culture of competitiveness. What do his critics say, Deb?
Well, his critics say a lot of things, quite frankly. They say that his record here, some call it an undeniable failure. And others say, that he really didn't do enough here as a businessman to create jobs. There are folks who say he took a lot of steps that on the one hand, he might do something like offer tax incentives to a Bristol-Myers Squibb, but then he might implement or reject a policy that would have helped business leaders. Here's Mike Widmer. He's president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation.
When it comes to producing products, cost of manufacturing, very high costs here, so we lose jobs. What did the administration try to do about that? Very little. And in fact, the governor, Romney, proposed three consecutive years of so-called corporate tax loophole closings.
So tax loophole closings, presumably not great for business?
Not great for business. Some call them corporate tax increases, of course. They cost hundreds of millions of dollars for businesses. Many business leaders were angry, and they say they expected much more from a businessman in the corner office, and they didn't want, obviously, their taxes to go up, and this affected job growth.
What very quickly, Deb, you spoke to all kinds of people, political allies, business leaders, labor leaders. What did you take away from all that reporting? What's the sort of quick bottom line message here?
I would say, first of all, Romney has a very complicated record as governor, and it will be complicated for some time. There are different numbers that say different things about his record, but I would also say that many folks don't want to talk about the guy who they think might win. Many business leaders and others are just afraid to be completely frank and on the record when they're talking about Mitt Romney.
Hedging their bets a little bit there.
Absolutely.
WBUR's Deb Becker, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hear more on Deb's reporting on Mitt Romney's jobs and record as governor later today on All Things Considered.
Well, that's Romney's roots in Massachusetts, but he's got a debate in Iowa to look forward to tonight. We'll take a deeper look at the quickening pace in the GOP presidential race. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.